Blog Talk Radio.
Lately I've been trusting and confessing the wrong things been messing with my head for true caressing, release pain, distressing and infest.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I have Mom, Daddy Werner, Miss Allen.
Yes.
Reverend Allen with you?
Reverend Allen.
I'm sorry?
Reverend Allen.
He's with us?
Yes, ma'am.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay, Mom, can you pick up in Genesis for me?
Yes,
Genesis 30.
Start at 16 verse.
Amen.
And Jacob came out of the field in the evening, and Leah went out to meet him and said, "Thus must come in unto me, for surely I have hired thee with my son Mandrake." And he laid with her that night, and God hearkened unto Leah, and she conceived and bare Jacob the fifth son. And Leah said, "God has given me my heir, because I have given my maiden to my husband." And she called his name Issachar. And Leah conceived again and bare Jacob the sixth son. And Leah said, "God has endured me with a good drowning. Now with my husband dwelling with me, because I have borne him six sons." And she called his name Zebra. And afterward she bare a daughter and called her name Diana. And God remembered Rachel, and God hearkened to her and opened her womb. And she conceived and had a son and said, "God have taken away my report." And she called his name Joseph and said, "The Lord shall add to me another son." And it came to pass when Rachel had borne Joseph that Jacob said unto Leah, "Send me away that I may go unto my own place and to my country. Give me my wife and my children for whom I have served thee, and let me go, for thou knowest my service which I have done thee." And Laban said unto him, "I pay thee if I have found favor in thy eye. Tarry, for I have learned by experience that the Lord has blessed me for thy sake." And he said, "Appoint me thy wedge, and I will give it." Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Okay, thank you for that reading, Mom. We did have Auntie Betty to join us. Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay, so we got to go ahead and get started with the meeting. Good evening, everyone. How are you doing?
Fine.
Good.
Well, all things are possible with prayer. Welcome to the Nellens Family Weekly Prayer Service. I pray that God continues to bless you, and I pray that you all brought some good news to share, if not, just say pass. Now, if everyone would bow their head for the blessing of the prayer line. Dear Heavenly Father, we enter into your gates with thanksgiving in our heart. We enter into your courts with praises. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you cover this prayer line with the blood of Jesus. We ask that you remove all evil forces and evil spirits away from our service tonight. Father God, we thank you for your love, for your patience, for your Son, our Lord and Savior. Give us the ears to hear your words being shared. and help us to be doers of your word. Remind us to walk by faith and not by sight, for what the world has to offer us leads to dead ends. We ask that you go before us to make our crooked road straight, and go before us to make our rough road smooth. Father God, bless America and other nations. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay, let's see here. Miss Allen, any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes. Okay, I'll be coming from 1 John, the 11th verse to the 17th. For this is the message that you heard from the beginning, that we should love one another, not as Cain, who was of the wicked one and murdered his brother. Why did he murder him? Because work was evil and his brother was righteous. Do not marvel, my brethren, if the world hates you. We know that we have passed from death to life because we love the brethren. He who does not love his brother abides in death. Whoever hates his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderers have eternal life abiding in him. By this we know love, because he laid down his life for us, and we also ought to lay down our life for the brethren. But whoever has this world good and see his brother in need, and shut up his heart from him, how does the love of God abide in him? Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Miss Allen. Daddy Vernon, any good news to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'll be reading pretty still at number some.
Amen.
Amen.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, I'm at the wrong before I go wrong. I didn't know. Okay. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. Corrupt are they, and have done abominable iniquity. There is none that doeth good. God looketh down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand, that did seek God. Every one of them is gone back. They are all together become filthy. They are none that doeth good. No, not one. Have the workers of iniquity no knowledge? Who eat up my people as they eat bread? They have not called it upon God. There were they in great fear, where no fear was, for God had scattered the bones of him that attempted against thee. Thou hast put them to shame, because God had despised them. Oh, that the salvation of Israel will come out of Zion, when God bringeth back the captivity of his people. Jacob shall rejoice, and Israel shall be glad. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen, amen. Thank you for that, Daddy Verner. Mom, any good news to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm going to be reading the First Kings. Okay?
Amen.
First Kings 19:9-18. And it says, A still small voice. Sometimes when I was difficult, we forget that God is always there for us and with us. When we are scared and running for our lives, we must stop and remember that God has not forsaken us, but is waiting for us to acknowledge his presence. In the solitude of the cave, Elijah experienced God's awesome healing and saving power. The Lord had allowed Elijah to rest for a moment before reminding him that he understood and knew his pain. Elijah came out of the cave and found that the Lord was an ever-present reality. Elijah was not alone. The earthquake and the fire both got his attention, yet it was in the still small voice, a whisper from God, that Elijah rediscovered that Lord for himself. Perhaps out of Elijah's experience, we can find hope and help for our own life. God made a time and place for Elijah to pull away from his ministry to rest. In the same way, God allowed us to retreat and rest from our weariness and fear. He gave us this time to allow ourselves to relax physically, spiritually, and mentally so that we can recognize the presence of God. We often feel alone because God does not manifest himself in our lives with great fanfare, but in quietness, early perspective ways. Perhaps we can learn to be still and sit silent so we can recognize the presence of God. As the psalmist said, be still and know that I am God. For the Lord is always faithful to his word, saying, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Mom. Reverend Allen, any good news to share with the group tonight?
Yes.
Amen.
Coming from Psalms 1.
Amen.
Blessed is the man that walk not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the way of a sinner, nor sit in the seat of a scoff. But he is delighted in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. And he shall be like the tree planted by the rivers of water that bring forth fruit in his season. And in his season, his leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he does, he shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor a sinner in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, the way of a sinner is ungodly shall perish. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Reverend Allen. Auntie Betty, any good news to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming from St. John, chapter 3, verse 1-21.
Amen.
There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of Jews. The man came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a just come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said unto him, How can a man be born when he's old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and bone? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born of the water and of the Spirit, cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvelous not that I say unto thee, he must be born again. The wind blows where it listens, and thou hear the sound thereof, but cannot tell where it comes or whither it goes. So is every one that is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, How can this thing be? Jesus answered and said unto him, Art thou a master of Israel, and knowest not things? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak that we do know, and testify that we have seen, and ye receive not our witness. If I have told you earthly things, and you believe not, how shall you believe if I tell you heavenly things? And no man has ascended up into heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man lift it up, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is come unto the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deed was evil. For everyone that does evil hates the light, neither come to the light, lest his deed shall be reproved. But he that does truth come to the light, that as his deeds may be made manifest, that they were wrought in God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Auntie Betty. That's going to take us right into our sick and shut-in. So if everyone would bow their head for the sick and shut-in, please. Father God, we ask that you continue to bless our family, friends, and loved ones. Father God, we thank you for giving Reverend Allen back his strength so that he may continue to spread your good news. Father God, we need you to continue to heal Marianne, Uncle Oliver, Ms. Wanda, Michael and Denise Moody, Jessica Smith, Uncle Champ, LaTanya, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, Malachi, DeMarcus, Tony, Carlos and the Wells family, the Water family, Ruth Edwards, Vicki Hussman, Angela Burns, Uncle Dave, Jermaine Quentin, Eddie Tipman, Maxine Johnson, the Rossiter family, Charles and Val, Janet Williams, Jordan and the Waco family, Mary Lowe, the Adams and the Lenny family, and of course, Reverend Allen. And anyone else that stands in the need of a prayer. Father God, we thank you for the love that you show us every day. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you cover our sick and shut-ins from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet with the powerful blood of Jesus. Father God, give them the strength that they need to claim that they are healed in the mighty name of Jesus. Let everyone say amen.
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 Amen, amen, amen. Okay, we're celebrating birthdays for the week of June 9th through June 15th. Any birthdays needs to be recognized at this time?
Reverend Allen.
Reverend Allen. Amen.
Myra.
Amen. Amen. Any other birthdays? Okay, Auntie Betty, could you do the birthday song for me, please?
Try. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Reverend Allen. Happy birthday to you. And wish you many more.
Amen. Amen. Happy birthday. Happy birthday and many, many more. Amen, amen. Hey, thank you, Auntie Betty, for that. And that brings us right into our praise testimony songs or poems. And I'll just go down the list, have something to share. If not, just say pass. And Miss Allen, do you have anything else you want to share with the group tonight?
Pass.
Okay. Daddy Werner.
Okay, yes. I see the big picture. Nothing here ever as it first appears. Pain passes. Adversary passes. Look beyond your current hardship. Something incredible is being produced. The resurrection follows the preacher. Promotion follows adversary. So get your eyes on the big picture. And the word for our light affliction, which is but for a moment. Worketh for us and for more exceeding an eternal weight of glory. And guard your mind. Your mind is the birthplace, the incubator, the beginning point of everything you do. Satan knows this. His entire strategy is to break your focus, sabotage your concentration, and about your assignment from God. So the real battleground of life is mine, God at will. In the woods, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are a good report. If that be any virtue, and if that be any praise, think on these things. Philippians 4:8. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Okay. Mom, any other good news you have to share with us tonight?
Yeah, I'm going to read a little poem. Well, anyway, a reading from Matthew, and it says that partake of glory. Matthew 17 unfolds the account of what is known as a transcript. In this scene, Jesus announced the glory that was yet to come. Jesus took three of his disciples up into the high mountain and was transfigured before them. His face shone as the sun, and his clothes was white as light. He revealed himself in a way that they had never seen him before. Replenished with light as he would one day appear as the glorified Son of Man. Peter, completely perplexed by this vision, would have liked to prolong it. But the hour spent on the mountain was not to last very long. As it is true in our lives, we must return to the valley to be battleground of spiritual warfare prior to their descendants. However, God spoke, expressing his pleasure in his son. The disciples fell on their faces to the ground, struck at the majestic approach of a loving God. As sinful men, they bowed and fell before a holy God. Through Jesus, allow only three to witness the transfigure. One day, all who know and love him will both witness and experience a great transformation from mortality to immortality. Our Christian hope is that one day Jesus Christ will return triumphant, and that his people, the church, will be caught up, meet him in the clouds. The transfiguration give us a glimpse of what we will someday experience. The song, Blessed Assurance, express our anticipation of that day. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste, glory divine. Hero salvation, perfect of God, born of his spirit, washed in his blood. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Amen.
Thank you for that, Mom. Okay, we do have Daniel to join in. Daniel, are you there? Okay, we're just going to move right along. Reverend Allen, anything else you want to share with the group tonight?
Aunt Pay.
Okay, Auntie Betty.
Yeah, I'm going to sing a little of this song.
Amen.
I say yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to your way. I say yes, Lord, yes, I will trust you and obey. When your spirit speaks to me, and my whole heart I agree, and my answer will be yes, Lord, yes. I say yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to your way. I say yes, Lord, yes, I will trust you and obey. When your spirit speaks to me, and my whole heart I agree, and my answer will be yes, Lord, yes. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay, Daniel, while I got you, is there anything you want to share with the group tonight? Well, I guess they all into the game. The game started early tonight, so. Well, we're just going to move right along.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Anything you have to share with the group tonight?
I really don't, cause I really watch the game for real, though. For real, for real. I ain't gonna lie to myself. I ain't gonna lie to y'all either, okay?
Well, I want you to...
I had something I wanted to switch. What you saying?
I'm just gonna get you to do the closing prayer.
I got a prayer, but I had something I wanted to read too. If I can get through it, okay?
Amen.
But the topic is speak the word daily. Our profession or our confessions is what we say. It is our daily confession. We do, excuse me, it is our daily confession. Do we speak the word in our daily confession? Now here in the Bible does it say, only the truth shall set you free. But does it say that you will know the truth and the truth will set you free? Find the promise of God and written of them, speak them aloud in the midst of the circumstances. Speak the word and give the angel movement in your behavior. You can win our battle with the word, and also with weeping, which I'm about to do. A servant spirit, a gentle spirit. Prayer is a weapon, a very powerful weapon. If we lose the battle of natural realism and lose them all, you must keep a servant spirit, because the enemy will try to make you bitter and anger. Don't let him let God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Daniel. Okay, I will share out of the daily bread a sure salvation. A story is told that Queen Victoria of the UK was deeply moved during a church service. Afterwards, she asked her chaplain, "Can one be so absolutely sure in this life of eternal safety?" He did not have an answer, but an evangelist named John Townsend heard about the Queen's question. And after much prayer, he sent her a note with trembling hand, but heartfelt love. "And because I know that we can be absolutely sure now of our eternal life in the home that Jesus went to prepare, may I ask your most gracious majesty to read the following passage of scripture, John 3:16 and Romans 10:9-10. 2 weeks later, the evangelist received this letter. "I have carefully and prayerfully read the portion of scripture referred to. I believe in the finished work of Christ for me and trust by God's grace to meet you in that home of which he said, 'I go to prepare a place for you.'" Townsend was confident that in this life we can have assurance of eternal safety, and he had a concern for others as well. Consider what John 3:16 and Romans 10:9-10 means for your eternal destiny. God desires to give you the confidence that your sin is forgiven and that all death you'll be with him forever. And after death, you'll be with him forever. Amen?
Amen.
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 Okay. Can y'all hear me?
Yes, we can.
Hello?
Yes,
can y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes. Okay, that moves us right into our serenity prayer. And Auntie Betty, can you lead us out with that, please?
God grant me.
God grant me.
The serenity to accept. The things that I cannot change.
The things that I cannot change.
The courage to change. The things that I can.
The things that I can.
And the wisdom. To know the difference. Amen.
Okay, before we go into our closing prayer, is there anything anyone else would like to share with the group tonight? Okay, our closing prayer is in Psalms 23. Daniel, did you want to read that, or do I need to get someone else? Okay.
Did you say which one, 23?
Yes.
Okay.
Amen. Everyone bow your
head. Hold on for a second. Are we there?
Are you ready?
Okay, we're reading Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Amen. I can't go no farther. Amen.
Amen, Daniel. Amen. I'm going to finish the prayer for Daniel. You provide delicious food for me in the presence of my enemy. You have welcomed me as your guest. Blessing overflow. Your goodness and unfailing kindness shall be with me all the days of my life. And I will live with you forever in your home. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Daniel.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone. Reverend Allen, we're glad to have you back and preparing for your birthday. Amen.
Amen.
Well, that concludes our program for tonight. The Nellens family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us. And we pray that there was something shared that will help you through your busy week. Mom came to us out of 1 Kings, a still small voice. Daddy Vernon read for us, when God forgives Egypt, Jacob will rejoice. Reverend Allen shared with us out of Psalms 1, meditate and follow closely. Miss Allen shared with us, love one another. And Auntie Betty read from us, St. John 3, must be born and seek the kingdom first. Remember to keep God first in all that you do. We must keep the devil at bay, whatever step we make. So to start your day out, when your feet touch the floor, let one devil say to the other devil, oh no, he or she is up again. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Jesus loves you and so do I. Everyone have a blessed week. Praise him no matter what. Love you all. Good night. Happy birthday, Reverend Allen.
Good night.
Love you all.
What in the night? What in the game? I'd like to leave you with this for the week. Father, thank you for your never-failing presence in every aspect of our lives. We count on your promise never to abandon us. Please teach us to rest in the truth. In Jesus' name, amen. Good night from the Nellens family.